Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. For today's class, we'll start sitting. So just take a few moments to sit on your mat or a comfortable surface. And sit with your legs out long in front of you. Just start off really gently here, because we're just seeing what your body is like right now. And then we'll check things at the end to see if there's been any change. So have the legs out long in front of you. Have the feet maybe hip width apart or a little bit close is fine, if that's comfortable. And place your hands on the front of your thighs. Start with a slight bend in your knees. And you can make that bigger if you feel to in a moment. We'll see what the forward bend is like. So when you breathe out, you slowly slide your hands down your legs, lean forward from the waist and just soften your head and chest down a little towards the legs. And then breathe in and slide back up again. Do that very gently and carefully a few more times. Breathing out as you slide the hands down towards the feet, leaning forward from the waist, and breathing in back up. You're not trying to get anywhere, just seeing what this posture feels like at the moment. You might like to experiment with how bent you have the knees. You could try bending them a bit more. See what that feels like around the lower back and backs of the legs. And then try having the legs a little straighter. Notice how the movement feels through the whole back of your body, backs of the legs. And feel the movement through your spine, from the lower back, in between the shoulder blades, and up to the neck. And then next time you've got your head and chest back up, just stay there, rest back on the hands for a moment and lightly shake the legs out. Just bounce or shake the legs just to relax the muscles. Breathe easily as you shake the legs. And then from sitting, can you come round into the all fours position so that you're resting up on your hands, with the hands roughly under the shoulders, and you're resting on the knees, with the knees about hip width apart and roughly under the hips. Just remember here if this hurts your wrists, just to relax down on the elbows and forearms instead of being on the hands. Being aware of your breath. And when you breathe out, tucking your tailbone under, rolling the head down, and pressing the shoulder blades up towards the ceiling, really rounding the back. And then breathing in, going the other way, so gently lifting the tailbone and just carefully lifting the head. And then alternating between those two movements, cat and cow movements, breathing out as you round the back. Press the shoulder blades up, stretch between them. And breathing in and gently arching the back. Back and forth between arching and rounding the spine like this, moving with your breath. And notice how you do the movement. Where does the movement start? Where does it finish? does your spine feel? Is there a particular part of the spine where you feel the movement more, or there's more movement? Is there a part of your spine where there feels like there's very little movement? You can either continue doing that, arching and rounding the spine, or if you don't have a shoulder injury and you're familiar and comfortable with downward dog, when you breathe out, instead of rounding the spine, you could tuck your toes under and then lift your hips up into the air, into downward dog. So the arms straighten out and the legs start to straighten out too. And then you breathe in and put the knees back down where they were and arch the back. So you could now breathe out into downward dog, lift the hips up into the air and breathe in, put the knees down and arch the back. Or if you prefer to stick with the first option, do that, arching and rounding the spine instead. Remember, if your wrists hurt, it's fine to be resting on the elbows. You can still do downward dog on the elbows. It's called dolphin pose then. You can feel your body. Try and find a way of moving. Feels like it benefits your body, that feels good. Never push into pain or discomfort. Downward dog, it can be quite nice to keep a bit of a bend in the knees. Although if you do straighten out the legs in downward dog, you might feel that stretch more deeply into the calves. If you're doing the downward dog option, you can feel that strengthening through the arms. If you're coming into downward dog, kind of lift your tailbone up towards the ceiling and soften your chest down and feel the movement through your spine. Then next time you've got the knees down, or when you're back somewhere there in the center, we'll take a rest in child pose. So slowly take your hips back towards your feet. Rest your forehead either on the floor with the arms out long in front of you or down beside you. Or a nice option here is to maybe put one fist on top of the other and to rest your forehead on your fists. Just make sure you have your arms in the most comfortable place for your neck and shoulders. If the knees hurt here, lift the hips higher up into the air. Till the knees feel fine. Or if you find your knees do hurt in child pose, you can have a pillow and slide it underneath the knees at the backs of the knees. So the pillow's between the calf muscle and the thighs. And be aware of your breath. As you breathe comfortably, see how it feels to take your hips slightly side to side. How does that feel for the lower back, for the knees? Relax the hips in the middle. When you breathe in, be aware of your body. And when you breathe out, relax and let go of your body. Breathe in aware and breathe out and relax. Then from child pose, take your time to come all the way up to standing. When you're up standing, just really take your time to come up. But when you're up, stand with your feet about hip width apart. And bring your hands into prayer position at the center of your chest. Your eyes be soft, maybe half closed, and have your attention inside. Be aware of your breath. Then relax your arms down beside you. When you breathe in, float your arms up wide to the sides, up over your head. Bring the palms of the hands together there up above the head. And then breathe out. Bring the hands down through the center line of your body, back to the center of the chest. Keep going like that. Breathe in, relax the arms down and up and wide, up over the head. And breathe out, palms together, down through the midline of your body. See if you can let your breath guide you. Breathe smoothly. Make the movement smooth and comfortable for the shoulders. Maybe don't stretch up too much. Just decide how high to go there. It's really good for the joints to keep the joints moving, but without pain. When you keep the joints moving, it's said that it keeps the synovial fluid around the joints moving. And when the synovial fluid moves, it's absorbed, the nutrients are absorbed into the cartilage. And continue the same thing that you're doing with the arms. But when you breathe out and bring the palms down through the center line of your body, can you slightly bend your knees there? Just enough of a bend to feel a gentle strengthening into the leg muscles. Then straighten the legs as the arms go up above you on the in-breath. On the out-breath, palms together, coming down and gently bending the knees. Not going so far that there's any discomfort in the knees. Arms up on the in-breath, legs straight. Palms down together on the out-breath, knees gently bending. When you breathe out and the hands are coming down and the knees are bending, pull the lower tummy in slightly. Just engage your deeper core muscles to help support you. you've got the arms back down, relax them down, just resting the arms down beside you. Allow the legs to be straight. Give the hands a bit of a shake out. And bring your feet a bit wider apart, about shoulder width apart, and place your hands on your hips. We'll do some hip circles. So can you take your hips a bit to one side and then press the hips forward, take them over to the other side and then back. And keep going like that, circling the hips to the side, to the front, to the other side and backwards. Find a way to make the movement smooth and flowing. And be aware of your breath as you move. And feel the sensations through your lower back as you circle the hips. Then change directions. Circle the hips the other way a few times. Breathing easily as you do that, and feeling the lower back. And then let that go. Just have the hips back in the center and bring your feet a bit closer again. About hip width apart. Now start with the arms down beside you, just relaxed next to your body. And can you bring one arm up in front of you so the arm is straight? Right out in front of you, parallel to the floor. Take the other arm out behind you, so that arm is straightish out behind you and also parallel to the floor. And then relax the arms back down in the center beside you and then swap sides. And then alternate from one side to the other. So you've got one arm up, out in front, parallel to the floor, and the other arm out behind you, so the arms are really wide. Relax them down in the center, and just keep swapping from side to side. Once you've got the hang of the movement, can you breathe in as you lift the arms up and have them wide? And breathe out as you relax them down in the center. And as long as your balance is okay, can you turn your head to look at the hand that's behind you? So breathe in, lift the arms up wide, turn to look at the hand behind you. Breathe out into the center and swap over. Feel that gentle twist through the spine as you look around behind you, the hand behind you. For that nice strengthening in the leg muscles, each time you breathe out into the center, do that slight bend of the knees. So as you breathe in, you straighten the legs, lift the arms and look around behind you. And you breathe out, relax the arms in the middle and bend the knees. Find a Find a way to move smoothly, moving with your breath. Feel the whole of your body as you move. Great, and then rest back in the middle. Rest the arms down, give the hands a little shake out. Then can you place your hands, the palms of the hands, in the small of your lower back? So the palms of your hands are touching the lower back. When you breathe in, use the hands to gently press the hips forward. So you feel a nice, gentle stretch into the lower back, a slight backward bend in the lower back. And then breathe out, relax. Rest the arms down beside you. Tuck your chin in and slowly roll down into the standing forward bend. And just hang forward from the waist. Breathe easily for a moment. Feel that through the back of your body. And then slowly roll back up. Bring your head up last. And try that again when you're ready. So you could breathe in, press the hands into the curve of the lower back and press the hips gently forward. And then breathe out, relax the arms down. And roll down into the standing forward bend. Just move between those two poses a few more times. Take your time and keep aware of your breath. Find a way to breathe with the movement. Just remember when you move down into the forward bend, just to bend the knees as much as you want to there. How much you bend the knees is quite different for different people. You want enough of a bend in the knees that you can feel a nice stretch in your lower back. But have the legs straight enough that there's a nice gentle stretch in the backs of the legs. And as you do these two movements, pressing the hips forward and then softening into the forward bend, you feel the different sensations in your lower back. Next time you're in the forward bend, stay there. Just hang forward from the waist and breathe. And as you hang forward from the waist in this forward bend, you could draw a semicircle with your hands from the outside of one foot round to the outside of the other foot so that you swing your arms and head and shoulders gently one way and the hips go a little bit the other way. Keep breathing and feeling your body. And then leave the head and the arms in the centre. Bend your knees enough that you can bring your hands all the way down onto the floor. And then walk the hands a bit forward and also walk the feet a bit back until you can put the knees down on the floor. And then sink the hips back towards the feet. And once again, rest back in the child pose like you did earlier. having your arms in the best place for your neck and shoulders. And here, imagining that you could breathe in and out through the center of your eyebrows. Calming your nervous system. Child pose is said to be really good for the organs of your body because the blood flow in the legs is restricted, and this increases the blood flow up into the vital organs, into the digestive system, the heart and the brain. Leave the eyebrow breathing. Take your time to slowly come up and come all the way round onto your back. When you are lying on your back, have your legs up in semi-supine. So the feet are flat on the floor with the knees bent and pointing up to the ceiling. Have the feet and knees about shoulder width apart. And have both arms out wide-ish to the sides, but somewhere comfortable for your shoulders. And when you breathe out, slowly take your knees down to one side. And then breathe in through the center. And then breathe out down to the other side. Continue in that way, taking your knees from side to side, breathing out to the sides, and breathing in to the center. And as you take the knees side to side, can you imagine that your nose were connected to the knees by an imaginary string? And as the knees roll down to the side, just allow the head to turn a bit that way. As the knees go in the center, the head goes back into the center. And then as the knees go to the other side, the head gently turns that way. See if you could imagine that the knees rolling to the side were causing the head to turn. And feel the movement through your spine. And if you want to take this one a bit further, next time you have the knees down to the side, pause there, just leave them to the side. Let the head be turned that same way that you've got the knees. Be aware of the back knee and bring that back knee round past the bottom knee, maybe in towards the chest a little bit. And then take it back, take the knees all the way over to the other side and do the same thing there. So the top knee comes round past the bottom knee and gently in towards the chest. Go side to side. Take the knees as far down to the side first, and then bring that back knee or the top knee round past the bottom knee and in towards the chest. If you want to use the hand on that side to maybe catch hold of that top knee as it comes round, you could do that. So when you've got the knees down to the left, you can use your left hand to catch hold of the right knee and maybe draw the knee a little closer into the chest, or maybe press that knee a little closer to the floor. Just alternate from side to side a few more times, doing the options that feel like they benefit your body the most. And then when you've got the knees in the center, let that one go. Just get comfortable back there in the centre in semi-supine, making any adjustments to your body or your clothing. And then keep the legs in semi-supine and bring your right knee up over your chest. Hold underneath the right knee with both hands. Maybe interlace the fingers there if that's comfortable. So the hands are somewhere sort of at the back of the leg. Lift the right foot up towards the ceiling and have the right leg comfortably straight up in the air, not too stretched out. And then use your hands to slowly circle the right leg. You decide how big or small to make the circle. Let the whole leg circle so the movement comes from the hip joint. The whole leg circles there as you breathe. Feel that movement from the hip joint around the outside of the hips and up the leg. This is wonderful for releasing the hamstrings at the back of the leg. So it gets that synovial fluid moving around the hip joint. And then circle the other way, just a few times changing directions. If it's awkward holding the leg, absolutely fine to circle the leg on its own if you prefer, just to rest the arms down. That works better for you. Then bring that leg into the center. Slowly bend the right knee over the chest and hold on to the top of the knee with the hands. And a few times, draw the right knee in and out of the chest. You could breathe out as you draw the knee closer into the chest, and breathe in as you let it back out. And release that knee, put the right foot flat onto the floor into semi-supine. And bring the left knee up over the chest. Hold underneath the knee with the hands, somewhere at the back of the leg there. And lift the left foot gently up into the air. Just a nice gentle stretch there, not too far. And then use the hands to slowly circle the left leg. First in one direction, moving smoothly and breathing easily. then going back in the other direction. Feeling the movement through your body from the hip into the lower back and up the leg. Then bring that left leg into the center and bend the knee there. Hold on to the top of the knee once it's bent. And alternate between breathing out and drawing the left knee closer in towards your chest. And breathing in as you let the knee back out. What happens to your lower back when you breathe out and draw the knee closer into the chest? How does that feel? And then let the knee out, put the left foot back onto the floor into semi-supine, and relax your arms down beside you. Have the arms fairly close to your body, resting on the floor. Keep the legs in semi-supine. Have the feet sort of hip width or a bit wider apart. Not too wide or too close for this next one. And when you breathe in, gently tighten your lower tummy in. And then lift your hips off the floor and up into shoulder bridge. Breathe out, lower the hips back down. Keep going like that. Breathe in, squeeze the lower tummy in first, then lift the hips up into shoulder bridge. And breathe out, back down. Just check that you've got the feet in the best place for you. Check the feet are fairly balanced as well, that they're parallel or even. And when you lift the hips up into the shoulder bridge, gently press the feet into the floor. And feel what leg muscles are tightening here, or maybe the muscles into the back of the hips, the glutes. Feel what's tightening there. Check that you're pressing evenly with the feet. And how do you press with the feet? How does it feel if you press maybe with the outside edges of the feet a bit more? Or if you press with the heels? Can you press with all of the feet somehow? How does your lower back feel when you lift up into the shoulder bridge? It starts to take your lower back into a slight backward bend. Just be careful not to go so high that you cause discomfort. You want to hold there in the shoulder bridge. You could leave the hips up in the air. Just stay there and watch your breath. See if you can relax your face. Feel the strength through the back of your body. The hips are still up in the air. Slowly lower them back down. Once the hips are down, Bring both knees up over your chest. Have a hand on the top of each knee. The knees bent over the chest, holding onto the knees. And then use your hands to slowly circle the knees. So the knees go round to the side, away from you, to the other side, and into the chest. The knees move together there. As you circle the knees over the chest, feel the contact that your lower back has with the floor. Can you move the knees in such a way that you make a circular shape on the floor with the hips and the lower back? Then circle the other way, change directions. Feel the lower back moving against the floor. And notice how you're breathing. Bring the knees into the center. And put the feet back down on the floor. Put the feet back down so hip width are a bit wider apart. Rest the arms on the floor down beside you. Now again, just like you were doing before, you breathe in and lift the hips up into the shoulder bridge. And then breathe out and put the hips down. Bring both knees up over the chest. Have the hands at the backs of the legs. And gently lift both feet up towards the ceiling so you stretch out through the back of the legs. And then breathe in, bend the knees, put the feet all the way down on the floor and lift up into shoulder bridge again. And alternate between those two postures. So alternate between breathing in, lifting the hips up into shoulder bridge, and then breathing out, putting the hips down and gently straightening the legs up into the air. Go back and forth between the two. If that breathing that I suggest doesn't work, find a different way to breathe that suits you if you want. You don't have to coordinate the breath with the movement. Sometimes just breathing comfortably can work better. Again, feel your body here. These two postures are counterposes. So they each do the opposite thing to your body. When you breathe in and lift the hips up into shoulder bridge, you're tightening through the back of the body there. And then when you straighten the legs up towards the ceiling, you're stretching out through the back of the body. This is good for releasing the backs of the legs and the lower back because you're alternating between tightening the muscle and then stretching. It's a good stretching technique to tighten and stretch. Really relaxes and releases the muscles well. And then when you've got the legs stretched up into the air next time, find a place that you can leave them there. So maybe don't go too far, even if you can go further. Don't push there, but just ease off a bit. Go somewhere a bit more relaxing. Just leave the legs up in the air. Really focus on your breath there. Just paying a bit more attention to your out-breath, following the breath all the way out as you leave the legs up in the air. And having your body upside down like this is really good for it. Just reverses all the effect of gravity. The blood comes down from the legs, takes the pressure off the circulation there. Said to be good for your heart, increases blood flow into the brain and relaxes your nervous system. And slowly bend the knees, put the feet down onto the floor, into semi-supine. When you have got the feet back down on the floor, can you bring the feet and the knees quite close together? So you've still got the knees bent with the feet flat on the floor, but the feet close together. And then place your right ankle on your left knee. So the right knee is bent out to the right. Keep the arms resting on the floor somewhere comfortable for you. And lift your left foot a little bit off the floor. Just a few inches. Keeping the right ankle on the left knee still. See if you can make a circle with the knees in the air so that you make a small circle on the floor with the hips and lower back. This may feel a bit awkward, might feel a bit clunky, but just do what you can. Keep aware of your breath so you're not holding it. And then circle the other way, change directions. Then come into the center and put the left foot back down on the floor. Keep the right ankle on the left knee. If this is hurting your right hip joint, you might prefer to cross the right knee over the left knee as an option. Instead, take the pressure off that joint. But if you're fine with it, keep the right ankle on the left knee. But now interlace your hands at the back of the head. And when you breathe out, lift the left foot off the floor again, but roll the head up so you bring your head and right ankle towards each other. And then breathe in back down. So you breathe out, lift the left foot and the head, draw the right ankle closer in towards the head, inhale back down. Feel what that's like into the right hip. This is particularly good for stretching out that little deep muscle deep in the buttock called the piriformis. Can help to release the sciatic nerve, stretching out this muscle. If you want to hold that stretch for a moment, you could stay there for a few breaths. And relax everything back down. Relax the head and bring the hands out from underneath. And swap the legs over to the other side. So that you have the left ankle on the right knee. Just keep the arms and head relaxed. And lift the right foot a little bit off the floor. And circle the knees so you make that circle on the floor with the hips and the lower back. Notice where you feel it. And circle a few times in the other direction. Does this side feel different to the other side? Does it feel fairly similar? Then put that right foot back down for a moment. Keep the left ankle on the right knee, but interlace the hands behind the head. And when you breathe out, lift the right foot off the floor as you roll the head forwards. Bring the head and the left ankle closer together before breathing in back down. Just move in and out of the pose a few more times. And feel it into the left hip. When you feel ready, if you want to, you could hold there for a few breaths. Just hold with the head and the left ankle closer together. Find a place that feels good to hold for you and breathe there. And relax back down. Uncross the legs. And have the legs back in a normal semi-supine. Just to check the hips feel balanced and comfortable, you could lift the hips up slightly once or twice and put the hips back down so they feel straight and balanced. And have the arms out wide-ish again and feet and knees sort of shoulder width apart. See how it feels to take the knees from side to side, like we did earlier. Just feel the sensations through the hips and the lower back. Then when the knees are in the middle, if you're okay to have the legs in butterfly, bring the soles of your feet together and let your knees be wide apart so the legs are in butterfly pose. If that's not okay, if it's hurting your hip joints or your lower back, just lie in a comfortable position. Be aware of your breath. Let the belly rise as you breathe in and fall as you breathe out. Feel your body. Feel your breath. And then if the legs are in butterfly, slowly bring the knees back up until the feet are flat on the floor. So have the legs up in semi-supine. And then from semi-supine, can you roll over to one side and come back up to sitting? Sitting with the legs out long in front of you. Once you've got the legs out long in front of you, can you bring the legs wide apart, comfortably wide? So the feet are wide, the legs are wide. And then interlace your hands in front of you. And imagine that between these wide legs, you've got a big, big pot that you're going to stir with the hands. So you circle the hands around to the side, reach out in front of you, around to the other side, and then lean back a bit as you go back into the circle. And keep going like that, stirring this big pot, going round to the side, reaching forwards, round to the other side and leaning back a little. Just stirring the pot, circling the arms first one way. See if you can get the movement happening all the way from the hips, so you draw a circle on the floor with your sitting bones as you stir the pot with the hands. Find a way to breathe with the movement. Then change direction, stir the other way. Reach forwards, let the arms straighten out as you stretch forwards. The elbows bend as you lean back. Circling your whole upper body in the arms. And then come back into the center. Bring the legs closer together so the legs are out straightish in front of you. You could just rest back on the hands for a moment. Give the legs a bit of a shake out, just to relax them. For the next one, if you're quite fine to have the legs out long in front, just keep the legs out long in front of you. If you prefer to sit cross-legged for this next one, that's okay. Or if both of those positions aren't comfortable, you could have your knees bent with your feet flat on the floor just to make your lower back more comfortable. So you decide how to have the legs. Put your hands on the floor beside you. And then breathe in. Float your right arm up towards the ceiling. So the right arm straight up in the air. Then breathe out and lean to the left. Bring that arm over and stretch into the right side of your body. Then breathe in back down. Float the other arm up, left arm up, and lean to the right as you breathe out. And inhale back down. And alternate from side to side, doing a lateral bend. So you breathe in as you float one arm up. And breathe out as you lean to the opposite side. Let your breath guide you. Feel the stretch into the side of your body. And feel how the spine is bending slightly sideways. Just Alternate a few more times from one side to the other. And when you're in the middle, relax the arms down. Rest back on the hands. Just have the legs out long in front and give the legs a bit of a shake out again. Then we'll see what the seated forward bend feels like we did at the very start of the class, just to see if your body's released. So put your hands on the front of the legs, the front of the thighs. Have a slight bend in the knees to begin. And when you breathe out, slide the hands down. Lean forward from the waist. Let the chest soften down a little. Relax the head down at the end of the movement. And then breathe in back up. Go at your own pace in and out of the pose like that. Breathing out as you soften down into the forward bend. And breathing in as you come back up. Have your eyes half closed or closed and feel your body from the inside as you soften down. Not to push or strain at all is not helpful. Just to soften into the pose. Breathe all the way out and feel your body. If you'd like to hold here, you could stay in the forward bend and watch your breath. And just breathing out a little bit longer. Feeling the back of your body. And when you breathe in, be aware of your body. And when you breathe out, soften and let go of your body. Still holding. Come out of the posture slowly. Keep aware of your body. Come out gradually. The longer you hold a posture, the slower you should come out of it. When you are back up, rest on the hands. Rest back with the hands a bit behind you. Give the legs a nice relaxing shake out. And from here, take a rest on your back. Lie comfortably. Just rest and watch your breath. Now you might like to listen to one of the meditations or relaxations. Thank you for listening. Namaste.